This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Hour 3, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Kurt Rogers with us now through this hour. Kurt, how are you?
December what?
Yeah. It will warm up.
It will warm up.
It will warm up.
All feels of you like out December 5th.
Yeah, this is for those of you transplants, this is fairly normal. Yep. That's why they tell you in Colorado, don't plant anything till Mother's Day.
One of my account execs today called me and said his wife just went out and bought a lot of flowers to plant. He said they're sitting in the garage. I said, after
That's
Mother's Day.
That's a good place for them. Not out.
Not outside.
It's just, yeah, there's a rule of thumb in Colorado, and there's that rule of thumb for a reason. All right, let's talk about the whole mortgage world, rates, different things along those lines. Kurt, you and I both thought by now we'd at least have some tick down in rates, but the reality is I think several factors, by the way, which I'll be honest, I really didn't think through. And I was talking about this with our financial guy, Scott Garlis, last night. And I think number one, inflation is being created through the fact that every 100 days we're printing $1 trillion. That's where we're at right now.
Agreed.
Every 100 days. So that's part of it. On the same token, and Scott made me aware of this last night, and I should have thought of this more on my own, but the amount of money that we're also using that dollar amount I just gave you for in regards to the giving out of funds and money to these illegals that are coming across the border, and that money, of course, is working its way back into the economy. It's fictitious money because we're printing it, adding it back in, sort of like what happened during COVID. So some, in my opinion, a lot of what we've got in inflation is those two factors alone, and the Fed's not looking at that.
I don't disagree with that at all. The money that's being poured into it and the way it keeps coming out, because the Feds are saying the economy is growing.
It's not, though.
At 0.02% this last time, so it's not really growing.
No, and they think it is because the inflation rate is still up. Well, the reason the rates are up is because of some of the factors I just said, which they're not taking into account.
None of those. Also understanding that we're in springtime and people get out more and they travel more. Gas prices are up, so that's moving that needle. They count shelter. When they're counting the shelter into the inflation and the CPI, they're always running about 2 months behind, and they're showing shelter expenses are going up, well, they're actually going down. But again, those are some
it
of the...
It lags behind, right?
It always lags behind.
Okay.
So those are some of the problems. Now, the problem we have in Israel with Iran, that just makes people uneasy.
Makes them nervous.
It makes them very nervous. And when the stock market gets skittish, we don't do bonds. One of the things, and we've talked about this in the past, everybody says the Feds need to lower the rate. Well, and I don't disagree with that, but they think the rates affect mortgages. If that's the case, why are my mortgage rates moving a half to three quarters of a point in a week period of time? The Feds haven't changed their rates.
Good point.
It's because of the bond market. 30-year bond market is getting strong, which means getting weak, which means the rates are going up, not going down. They work just the opposite. So,
and the reason for that is because if you're looking to buy, to invest, buy, if you would, when those bonds go down and mortgages are up, you're going to go buy a mortgage-backed security versus another bond, correct?
Because it's paying more money. You're not going to put it over here for the long term and make 2 or 3%.
You're going to go over there instead.
You're going to get 5.5 to 6, and that's part of what's going on. Those are some of the areas, and okay. It's just oil prices are up. They're holding back, so they're making oil prices go up. Those kind of things is what's affecting the market and why inflation is showing one thing.
Okay.
One of the other things that a lot of people is the unemployment is what's scaring the feds. They're thinking that unemployment should go up, which means that the job market's getting softer. But they come out with a number this last time. They came out with 300,000 new people got hired. Well, of that, 200,000 were part-time.
Right.
So when you hire part-time, it's like half of that is, so it's only 100,000. And they're not reading past just the face value of the numbers.
Well, that's like I say, because they live on Wall Street, not Main Street.
Correct.
They don't understand what's going on this level. Okay, all that being said, when it comes to actual mortgage rates, and there's always opportunities and things like that, and I should mention we have a call coming in. If you want to talk to Kurt, please, by all means, give us a call, 303-477-5600. You can text us a question as well, 307-200-8222. But Kurt, what I was going with this is there's still opportunities, even in some of the things that we're talking about, opportunities still arise, correct?
There's when you look at buying a home where the rates are to now, you're saying, well, I'm going to wait till they go down. I actually have a spreadsheet I can show you that if you wait 6 months, it will cost you $12,000. When you start to factor, even if the rate comes down, the price of the homes are going up. Because of that, you have to put more money down.
Okay.
And by doing that, you're spending more money to get to the same place you would if you did something now.
Makes sense. All right, let's talk to Felipe. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm good. Hey, I had a conversation yesterday with a lady about Social Security.
Okay.
And she said to me that the trust fund is going to go broke in some year, you know, 2040. And I told her there is no trust fund.
There isn't one anymore. There's a big IOU in the trust fund.
Yeah, what they do is if they have extra money, the feds get it, and they sign an IOU. Is that my understanding?
That is correct. You're exactly right. Felipe, it's already broke. It's funded now through our national debt, taxes, things along those lines. There's a big IOU. Of course, the FICA taxes that are being paid by employers today and people like me that still aren't collecting, that money's going in. So it's being funded all sorts of ways. So when somebody says it's going to go broke, what they really are probably meaning is there will be a point in time where there's more net receivers than there are net payers.
Correct.
And when that happens, yes, we have a big problem.
Not enough money's coming in.
And that was my understanding, and I was correct about that. Now, John, I want to nominate you for the head of the Republican Party.
Thank you, Felipe. I would actually love that position, but I doubt that'll ever happen. But thank you.
Well, how do you get it? How does a person get it?
Well, when it comes to the national party, you got to know a lot of people, have a lot of influence, and really do a lot of chair jockeying to make that happen.
Well, that's you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the fact you think that. I doubt the national party even know. Well, I shouldn't say it. They know who I am because I interview folks from the national party on a routine basis. But outside of that, yeah, they have no idea who I am.
Well, I'll tell you how much influence you have, okay?
Let me hear it.
You were able to get a brand new Chevy Bolt.
I was. You're right.
Because of your stature.
Well, possibly, although I had a little insight on the front end of that through my dealer. They did a really good job helping me on those lines as well. Other than that, I don't know that I would have had much other influence. I don't think it was my name, Felipe. Let's just say that.
It's your relationships.
You know, you've got a good reputation.
Well, that thank you. Yes, and the dealer that I work with have a good reputation with them as well, and we work really well back and forth. Yeah. So, and Kurt just said that the relationship factor
relationship
is there. Yes, yes.
Everything's
so
a relationship.
I tried to get a new Chevy Bolt, and they said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Felipe from Golden." And you said, "Who's that?"
Felipe, what you need to tell him is you're a cousin of John Rush.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, there you go, Felipe.
Listen,
yeah, you know third removed
Rush.
Cousin down the left side or something.
That's hilarious.
You know, I was at the car dealer over there, the Worldwide.
Yes, yes.
And I asked the lady if you were part of the management of that organization. And she said, no, he's not.
Nope.
And I said, well, he talks about you guys real well on the radio. And I figured you were a part owner.
No, I am not. I just, the very good ownership there. Those guys are great. As really quick, a side note, I'll talk more about this on Drive Radio. I've got a couple of cars, actually, that they're going to be helping me sell here in the not-too-distant future. So, yeah, I believe in them enough to have them help me along those lines. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like going to that place.
They're good people. They really are. Solid people, Felipe.
You turned me on to that when you had the show from there.
Well, they're good people, so pass that name around. They're great people. Felipe, I got to let you run. I got a break.
I think you should run for politics. Well, how about senator to start?
I wouldn't be able to do this if I did that. That's the downside.
You know why? You're probably too honest.
Start him out as mayor.
Well, I... The problem with any of those is I can't do this if I do that. That's
right.
The problem.
Yep.
And I like this.
Well, you're starting to sound like, do you know who you remind me of?
Who's that?
Mike Rosen.
Mike's a good guy. I have a lot of respect for him.
I loved his show.
He's a good guy.
I hated to see it
in. Absolutely. Felipe, I've got to let you run. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Got to take a break. We'll be back. Kurt Rogers, again, any questions you've got for us, by all means, let us know. 720-895-0500 is Kurt's direct number. You can also call us here at 303-477-5600. And Gino's Auto Service is next. Great company, by the way. They'd love to take care of your vehicle. No, I don't own any of Gino's either, but Steve and I, the owner there, are great friends, and Steve will take great care of you. Gino'sAutoservice.com, and it's Gino's with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Veteran Windows and Doors, free installation right now. Give Dave a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Group insurance analysts, they're a broker. They'll shop for you. That's what they do. Call them today, e-gia.com.
Finding the right home and auto insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. You need an expert in home and auto insurance to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of home and auto insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com. Get more without paying more.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Teresa at the Campion Church said, "I have worked with this company for 9 years. They are some of the best people to work with. When I call for service on our copier, they are always looking to get there as soon as they can. One time I had a deadline and my copier was down. I called them up to see if I could use a copier in their office, and they said, 'Come right on over.' Duke has personally come and delivered a copier for our use for a few weeks to make high-speed copies. I have enjoyed working with BES and would definitely recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And as always, if you have a question for Kurt, you can call direct, 720-895-0500 is how you get a hold of Kurt direct. Okay, let's go back to this whole, you know, there's always still opportunity. And I think one thing I read this morning, too, for a lot of you listening, this may be affecting some of you that are listening, some of you that are into more of the high-end homes. I did read today where some high-end home sellers, if they're really desperate to sell and they're looking to move, there's some pretty decent cuts on some high-end homes, not all, but some, to where some of you are thinking, hey, maybe there's an opportunity there. There might be. Point being, you have to be looking at the market, what's it doing, what's going on, and that's true, you know, Kurt, literally from coast to coast. You have to be aware of your own market and what's happening there.
And you bring up a good point. If you're thinking about, okay, I might want to buy a home in the next 6 months, there's a lot of things you can do in the front end. But getting a hold of your realtor, sitting down, having that conversation, say, let me know if one of these areas, if you find a home that's really a steal.
Right.
If it's 20% below market because somebody's
in a hurry.
Yeah,
is there a divorce or, you know, somebody died or whatever the case may be and they're looking for a quick sale, call me.
That's a great way to save money. Most people don't think about that because they think the market is continuing to go up. It is.
But there's always exceptions.
There's opportunities that keep popping up. Some homes, and we can talk about that at great length, are continuing to rise at 4 to 5% a year, 6%. There are other homes, and I've seen this a lot, with customers that are coming in wanting their home to refinance it, and they're thinking it's worth X amount of dollars, but because it's got no upgrades to it, I've got the latest one I have.
In other words, they haven't kept up on things.
They haven't put new flooring, they haven't got new cabinets, or it's just not been updated to today's standard. People are offering $50,000 less. The values are coming in less because of no upgrades. Those are the homes that are sitting. Those are the homes because somebody doesn't want to come in and buy a $400,000 or $500,000 house and turn around and then spend $50,000 or $60,000 to get the upgrades to it.
I'll tell you the other reason why I feel some of that happens as well, Kurt, is very few people have vision to see, hey, I could do this with this home, until they actually bring somebody in like Premier we'll talk about in a moment, where they can do a 3D rendering and kind of tell you what things would look like and so on. Most people in their mind, Kurt, don't have the ability to see that home on a finished level. That's why not upgrading and doing those things can have a huge hit for you.
It can hurt you pretty bad. And then when that hit comes in, it affects the whole neighborhood.
Good point.
And I deal with Premier. We're actually working together on a couple where people are making changes to their home. And there's loans designed to where you can buy the home and they'll give you $35,000, $50,000, $70,000 to finish it. So when you move in, it's all done. And they give you the loan to value of what the future value of the home is.
Not what it is today.
Not what it is today.
Makes sense.
So you're financing it right in with the deal.
Makes total sense. So again, folks listening, if you've got anything along those lines where you've thought of doing something like that, Kurt's got programs for that. The other thing, Kurt, we should mention before we go to break is you've also got programs where if maybe you need a little bit of work to your home before you sell it, but you also see the opportunity with another home you may be able to buy, but you got to piece all this together and get rid of the home you have now, buy the next home. You've got programs to make all that happen.
I actually have a loan program designed, and the best part about it is they'll give you the money for the down payment on the next home.
Okay.
They'll give you the money to repair your home, to sell it for maximum dollars. They'll give you 6 months to a year to pay it off, and they will not make you have any payments. There's no payments that you have to make for all the work you just did. In addition to that, they don't count that new loan against your new debt ratio on the new home you're buying.
I see.
So it actually, it fills that void very well.
So
you're able to buy your dream home and not have to worry about debt to income ratios.
And in a time where people are still a little jittery because of interest rates,
yep.
Now might be a great time to find some of those deals that are out there and make that happen.
It's surprising how many people have come to me about that loan. So I don't really advertise it much, but it's working
only
out.
We talk about it here is about
that's
all.
That's about it.
Maybe
it's
we
a
should,
great loan.
Maybe we should advertise it.
Yeah, we should talk more. Maybe I should wake up. I'm sorry.
I mean, the reality is these things, you know, point being, I think the reality is what I meant to say to folks is if there's a will, there's a way. Typically, you can figure out a way. And by the way, years and years ago, that was cumbersome to do. I did some of those things Kurt's talking about years ago.
Bridge loan type stuff.
And it was difficult at best to make happen. Kurt's way of doing it is much more simplistic.
One lender does the whole package.
Way easier.
Much easier.
I've done things in the past where I've even taken a home on trade to make everything work, Kurt. And those were, let's just say that you had to be very creative to make those things happen.
With rates where they are now, there's a whole lot of different ways about going about getting the money to do what you want to do. It's not just the standard ones. There's some great other ways.
I'll give some of you a tip as well. And I have to remind myself of this at times also, especially as I get a little older. The majority of the equity that I have in my home today came from moving home to home at times when the housing market wasn't great and people were thinking, why would you move now? I made the most upside, Kurt, doing it in times like now, as opposed to when times were good, is my point.
Supply and demand dictates a lot of that. Right now, the demand is high, but the supply is getting higher. So we're starting to see things change. There's starting to be more concessions.
Leveling out a little bit.
Yeah, there's some opportunity. Right. So now take advantage of it, because think of it this way. When they lower rates, those people that have been sitting on the fence are going to get back in the market. Now, all of a sudden, the demand goes up a lot. There's still not a supply.
Right.
Guess what happens then? Prices of the homes go up.
Right.
So you're going to pay more to get it, even though the rate's lower, and we're going to talk about that. Even though the rate's lower, you're still going to end up paying more money than if you were to buy now.
Kurt, I realize some of what you're talking about, again, years ago in some of the slumps, I guess you could say, where literally you had to piece things together, like I just mentioned a moment ago, to make that happen. But my upside down the road, now, I had to sell a family on this back then because it was hard to get all of that, you know, put together. Let's just say it that way. But I knew the upside would be great, and it was. In the end, did it work out well? Absolutely, it did.
As you're buying homes, and you already know this, if you start looking at when you become a homeowner, you and do any kind of research, you start to realize that I'm going to make 5-6% on this home every year, year in, year out.
Correct.
Understanding that, you start to see what you're talking about. I'm building my portfolio. I'm becoming wealthier because of buying these homes, because it keeps going.
That's right.
It's a great tool down the road.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll be back. We'll continue to talk to Kurt. I do want to get into also not only the inflation side of things, but some of the changes. Kurt and I talked in depth the last time Kurt was on last month about the NAR settlement. There's been some changes even in that since he and I talked last, meaning I think there's big changes coming in the real estate world in general. In the meantime, Hi-Fi Plumbing, again, $200 off right now if you get a touchless faucet, or $100 off the next visit. Call them today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need Hi-Five Plumbing. Hi-Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Five's techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clogged my toilet one too many times. I call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. Kurt and I talked about them a moment ago. And yes, if you need some upgrades done like we were just talking about with Kurt a moment ago, and Kurt's got the ability to even work with them on upgrades where maybe you don't have all the cash, but you've got things you want to do. Kurt's got ways with Premier to make all of that happen. So first things first, I would call Premier, get some quotes, and get them an idea of what you have them give you an idea of what it's going to take to get things upgraded. Then bring Kurt in, and they can actually work this out between all of you. And voila, you've got a remodeled house at the end of the day. Exactly.
The two of us find what fits the customer.
There you go. Premier Home Remodels, guys. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, there's a $50 off their tune-up special. Call today, find out how that works for you and your home, klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, make sure your business is fully protected. The way to do that is get an analysis with John today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you need Kurt, give him a call directly, 720-895-0500. Don't forget, you can text me a question. We'll get that answered as well. 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Somebody asked, since I'm up at 6 a.m., am I exhausted by the time I get done with my show at 6 p.m.? You know, actually, I usually stay up till about 10:30 or so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My wife thinks I'm crazy, which I kind of am. I'm a high-strung guy.
You don't need as much sleep as other people.
I don't need as much as other people. You're right. Exactly. So
you're fine. When you sleep, I'm sure it's deep.
Actually, I'm a light sleeper.
Oh. See, I'm deep.
I've never slept very well in my whole life, so I don't know. Maybe
you're used to it.
I guess from owning businesses and raising kids and so on, I hear everything.
See, you bring up a good point. You're motivated to come to work, so you're not tired because you like what you do.
I like what I do.
So it's not tiring to you.
That's a great point. You're absolutely right. Okay, let's talk about the NAR settlement a little bit. We talked last month some, and Kurt and I both said, hey, even though there's a lot of realtors out there, agents, brokers, etc., pundits, saying, this isn't going to do much. You're not going to see a lot of changes. Kurt and I both said, yeah, don't count on that because we think there's going to be changes. Because Kurt even said specifically, the reason this happened is because government doesn't want to see it continue on the way it's been going because they feel like it's been unfair to the customers.
The specifics of the ruling was that they are accusing realtors of price fixing.
Collusion.
And here's where it comes in that realtors don't see it this way. When a listing agent gets the offer, he's the one that negotiates the compensation to both the listing agent and the buyer's agent.
Right.
And it's normally 5.5% to 6%.
Correct.
They then go on the MLS and they post to a buyer's agent, we will pay you X amount of dollars.
2.5%, 3%, whatever it is.
Okay. Now, put yourself as a buyer's agent. I have a customer who wants to buy a $600,000 house. I have three homes out here I think will work. One is going to pay me 2.85. One's going to pay me 2.75. But the other one's going to pay me 2.25. I'm not even going to show the house at 2.25.
Good point.
That's what was going on.
Good point.
So now the regulation states they can't tell you what you're going to pay the buyer's agent. The seller can still pay it, but nobody knows.
Well, that was the original agreement. Now, since then, for a lot of you maybe that don't know, the DOJ came along and said, time out.
Correct.
We're going to open this thing back up again. A judge basically said, yeah, you can. The NAR said, no, you can't. The judge told the DOJ, yes, you guys can. They are. And essentially the ruling now is, and what the DOJ has said is, we don't like your deal.
No.
We don't like just the fact that you're going to take that out of the MLS, probably still pay the buyer's agent when it's all said and done. You'll do it working around the MLS. We don't like that. In fact, they went as far as to say, we want to see hourly or flat fee when this is all said and done.
And the other thing they said, because the realtors were coming back, well, we'll just post it on the website what we're going to pay.
Correct.
The DOJ said, no, you can't do that. You can't post it on the RE MLS in the state of Colorado. You can't do that. You can't post it anywhere. Come up with a different way if you're going to pay it.
And they have specifically said, we want to see that whole thing changed. We don't like the way it's been. It's anti-competitive. It's not fair to the consumer. Ultimately, it's literally, I think these words are in the ruling, you're extorting the customer. We don't like it. You need to make bigger changes.
Right.
Am I right so far?
So far, how they fine-tune that, we don't know yet.
Correct.
But they're going to have it done by July 15th. A realtor has a purpose, and a good realtor is worth the money you pay them. But at some point, whether they're selling a $600,000 house or $1.2 million, why does the compensation double? Because the work didn't double.
Well, and my point has been all along. Had the real estate world, and for you realtors that are listening to me, and I know there's some out there, had you guys done a better job of self-policing yourself and had a tiered approach to commissions, meaning, to Kurt's point, 750 and under, it's X percentage. 750 to $1.5 million, it's X percentage. $1.5 million and above, it's X percentage. In other words, every time you go up a level in that price, the percentage gets lower because the commission dollar amount ends up being roughly the same. Because the reality is, if you do a deal where, I'll just throw examples out, you buy $1.5 million house on one side, the seller's going to pay commission there. You go buy, that same seller goes and buys another $1.5 million home. It's now $3 million, and you got commission somewhere in the range of the low 100s. Kurt, you cannot tell me. No one on God's green earth can tell me that anyone in that entire transaction on either side of the deal is worth six figures.
No.
Period.
And I don't disagree with you.
And that's the problem.
This happened in the mortgage industry back in 2014. When Dodd-Frank finally came out with the final numbers, they've tiered us. there comes a point to where we're capped.
That's it. Doesn't matter what the size of the loan is.
If it's 600 to a million, million five, you're still making the same you'd make.
It's the same amount of work,
if
I'm not mistaken, to do it.
Sometimes it's a little bit more, but it's not double or triple.
Well, here's what's interesting, and sorry, realtors, but I'm going to say this. There are a lot of situations, and I'm not exaggerating when I say this. There are some exceptions to every rule, but in most cases, I believe it's harder to sell the $300,000 home at times than it is the $3 million home. The amount of effort and dinking around you do with the low-income buyer versus the high-income buyer, believe me, it's easier to sell the $3 million home than it is the $300,000 home.
I will spend three times the time and the effort to do a $350,000, $400,000 first-time home buyer down payment assistance loan than I will on any other loan I do.
You're proving my point.
It's the hardest loan to get done because they got so many restrictions on it.
Yet, the commission structure was the guy at $3 million selling his home is paying a lot more to make that transaction happen than the guy with the $300,000 home.
I make half of what my normal is on that buyer, and I have three times the work into it. But that's not why I'm doing it, because eventually they're going to move on.
I get it.
It's a completely different.
But my point is, if realtors had self-policed,
yes,
done a better job of having some sort of a tiered structure, and actually had given you the option of negotiating, because that's the other thing they'll come back and say, well, you could always negotiate the rate. Yeah, that's BS. No, you couldn't.
You're not negotiating the buyer's agent rate because nobody knows what it is.
The reality is most realtors were anywhere between 5.5% to 7%. There may be a point and a half you could negotiate there. I know there's some exceptions to that rule with some realtors that are out there, but in reality,
the majority,
there wasn't a lot of negotiation that could be done.
No, there wasn't.
It pretty much was you go to one brokerage, to another, to another, to another, and they're all going to be relatively the same.
In all my conversations with realtors, what I'm starting, they're thinking that they can do, because this was okay, that if the seller doesn't want to pay the buyer's agent's commission, that they can pay concessions. What the realtors don't understand, because CFPB doesn't regulate them, there's only so much you can give in concessions.
I see.
And the concessions include the closing cost. So now all of a sudden, on a buyer that's $400,000 and I can't give what the buyer's agent is, how do I pay him with concessions? Because I fall outside of guidelines. I can't do the loan.
You can't do it.
So guess who suffers in this? First-time home buyers are going to suffer in this more than anybody if they don't come up with a standard number.
What I think, and this is probably an outlandish prediction, we'll see how it all ends up shaking out. I really feel like the DOJ wants a straight hourly or a flat fee to sell a home.
Or a max fee.
I think you're going to see it go to something along those lines. That's my interpretation.
And you're going to see a lot fewer buyer's agents. If you're not serious and you're not been in this profession and you don't want to commit to it, you're not going to make it.
The other thing I'm going to add really quick, you're going to see a lot more a la carte services,
yes,
when it comes to the real estate world.
We talked about
that
last time.
Correct?
You want
in other words, as a buyer, you may have your own lawyer lined up. You may have your own home inspector lined up. You may have your own this or that or whatever lined up. And by the way, the more due diligence and the more prone you are to doing those things on your end, the more you're going to save when the thing's all said and done, which, by the way, I think a lot of people are more than willing to do, Kurt.
I'm already seeing it. I have a client now that they're negotiating as if this law is in effect now, and the realtor doesn't like it.
Good for them, by the way.
Oh, I don't disagree. What's the worst a realtor can tell you? No, well, good, Gilgis. You're going to see people shop realtors like they do mortgage brokers.
You're going to see a lot less realtors. And by the way, I'm not saying that I'm against realtors by any stretch of the imagination. We've got a great realtor, KNR. And by the way, those ladies would say everything we're saying and agree with us because they're on our side with all of this. The reality is you're going to see a lot less realtors when this is all shaken out. I said that last show with Kurt, and I'm standing by that.
You're going to have to give yourself a reason why people want to use you. What's your benefit?
Which, by the way, Kurt, isn't that what businesses...
Yeah, what
kinda,
makes me stand kinda out better
all about
than
anyways? Isn't that what all of us in business do anyways?
It's only been 50 years since I've been doing it. That's kind of how you work.
Here's my point. Again, not trying to be rude. The problem is realtors haven't really had to do that in all these years. Now, the top performers and the ones that are really strong, the KNRs of the world, yes, they've proven their worth. They tell you why you should use them, why they're different than the next. The rest of them, honestly, do it off of networking and family friends, and I know this person and that person, and that's pretty much how they've done it over the years.
And if it gets too tough, I got to get help.
I didn't say that, you did.
Yes, if it gets too tough, I got to...
Again, big change is coming. Now, here's what I'm also going to say. Would all of that keep me from looking at homes or looking to do something today or waiting until that's all shaken out? No. What I would do, though, is what Kurt said a moment ago, is I would be a harder negotiator right now on the front side of things. If I was going to list my home, I would be a harder negotiator now knowing this stuff is coming down the pike.
Part of that regulation, you bring up a good point, part of that regulation is when it goes into effect, the buyer's agent has to sit with their buyer and negotiate a compensation they're going to get paid from either the seller or however they're going to get paid prior to showing a home.
Right. Otherwise, they can't show you the homes.
That's going to be part of it.
They
can't
do it.
They can't do it.
Right. They can't do it. So
your pre-approvals are going to be changed and how you get them and make sure that everything's done.
And this is, again, where you guys as listeners, as buyers, are going to need to be more aware of this and get with Kurt. You're not going to be going through a realtor saying, what mortgage lender should I use? You're going to be going to somebody like Kurt directly on the very front side of things, which, by the way, you should have been doing anyways. The plus side now, Kurt, is they're going to be forced to do this more so than they have in the past.
Yeah, selling agents are going to tell you, well, my broker already knows that. Well, but they're working for you only. I'm working for the customer.
There you go.
I'm going to try to find you the best. I have a handful of realtors that I use. We've already talked. We've come up and say, here's what we're going to take care of the customer. How do we fit the customer into what we're doing?
Makes sense.
Not the 6% that's normal.
Makes sense. Again, folks, you're going to see changes. If you're in the real estate end of things or you're a realtor, I'm sorry. Not trying to be negative. I'm just being realistic as to what's going to be coming down the pike. And these are the changes that, by the way, a lot of industries go through changes. And I'll say this, you guys as realtors, you have been on the fat end of things for a very, very, very long time where a lot of other industries had to make adjustments accordingly. You guys have not had to, but you are now.
Yep.
Am I saying that right, Kurt?
You have the... Car dealers have been hit, and they've had to change. Mortgage brokers have been hit several different times, and it's justifiable. What was happening back in 2005, it was incorrect. It was taking advantage of the consumer.
Right.
All of that's been changed. We're still here. We still take care of the customer.
The
Actually,
good
we
ones
do
are.
A better
the,
job.
The good ones are still here. A lot of bad ones, by the way, went away. The good ones are still here.
That was not a bad thing.
And neither will this be, is my point, when it's all said and done.
That's correct.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes left. What's more important, the interest rate that's charged on a mortgage or the total interest paid?
Here's one of the things that I'm getting a lot of customers. They're having 3.5%, 4%.
Right.
That's what they have. And they want to refinance their home, but they don't want to give up the rate. They want to pay off their credit card debt. So when I sit and talk to them, I try to explain to them, it's not about the interest rate, it's about interest paid.
The total.
It's the total interest. And a good example is, if I'm doing a 30-year fixed and my rate is, let's say, 6.5%, and I decide I want to do a 15-year, my rate goes to 6.75, my payment might go up to $1,200.
But your total interest has
shrunk. But my total interest goes down in a $600,000 loan, $237,000. So even if I raise the rate, I'm paying $237,000 less. By doing blended rates and paying off your credit cards at 21%, we're able to give you the 30-year payment on a 20-year term, and all your credit card debt is gone. So more people are starting to understand, I don't need to wait anymore because I have the equity in my home now, and get rid of their debt so they have breathing room, because so many people have nothing left. I have so many customers.
In other words, they're spending every dime coming in. There's nothing left. There's more. What is that old saying? There's more month than money? Versus more money than month?
With taxes going up to where they are, homeowners insurance going up, the Fed's haven't lowered the rate, so you're going to continue to pay 21%. There's no room for error. And if something, you can go south
quick. You just brought up a great point. I think a lot of people were thinking there would be a little bit of relief on the credit card end of things by now with the Fed lowering some things. And by the way, Kurt, I think for a lot of people, 21
is conservative.
Is a low number. There's a lot of people out there paying 25, 26. I know some that are paying 28, 29% on credit cards. That's almost 30% on a credit card. And until the Feds do something, that's not coming down.
I got a lady, she's got $40,000 with a credit card. Her payment's $1,338.
That's huge.
On $40,000.
That's for a lot of people a fairly...
That's a mortgage payment.
It's half of a mortgage payment or a rent payment or whatever the case may be.
So if you're in that position, there's a way to get around the position and start saving yourself and giving you some room because prices aren't going to go down.
No, yeah, and that's one thing. Even with everything we just talked about, this, by the way, I do think this is one of the fallacies that even the DOJ is saying is they claim that once all this thing gets shaken out, even Joe Biden has said this, you're going to see prices of homes come down. No, you're not.
The demand's too high.
Now, there may be parts of the country where after this NAR thing gets all shaken out and you determine exactly how realtors are going to get paid, maybe in some parts of the world or the country, Kurt, you might see some price adjustments on homes. But I don't think in general, you know, if a house is 500, it's 500, it's 500. Doesn't matter who's selling it.
As long as it's upgraded.
And providing you're in an area where there's buyers wanting to buy that home, if you're still in one of those good areas, have good location, all of that, I'm sorry. That's the one thing with the DOJ I'll argue a little bit and push back on. I don't see this agreement changing much in the way of real estate prices. They're saying, listen, you realtors have pushed up the price of homes because of the commissions. No, buyers have just sacrificed proceeds in this is what's happened.
Agreed.
Am I right?
Agreed. That's it. They're just giving it up.
All they've done is give up a certain amount of proceeds at the closing table is all they've done by paying out these commissions that they've done. The price of the home is the price of the home is the price of the home.
Yeah, I've had realtors tell me that, the seller doesn't deserve that money anyhow. They didn't do anything for it. And I'm like, whoa.
It was their money.
It's not,
it is their money.
And they're giving it, whoa. Just to,
they're giving it to you.
It's not like it's your money.
That's part of the problem I have with some realtors, not all, but some realtors, is when they have that attitude that they didn't deserve it anyways, that's a problem, Kurt. Yeah. And by the way, those are some of the stories that the DOJ and others are hearing, and that's part of the problem with all of this is, again, you guys in that world have not policed yourself very well in regards to that. All right, give us some disclaimers.
My NMLS number is 217-147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
Kurt, as always, I appreciate you. Those of you listening, if you want to get a hold of Kurt directly, anything we've talked about, even, hey, I have a question or an idea or I'm thinking about doing something, give Kurt a call. He can walk you through what that is.
If I can help you, I can help you. If not, I'll guide you where you need to go.
Simple enough. 720-895-0500. Kurt, appreciate you very much. Flesh Law is next. No, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Flesh Law is next, 303-806-8886. He'll help you on the civil side, the criminal side, whatever it is. Representation is what you need. Give him a call again, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay up front for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason.
All right, yeah, and all of those ads, by the way, you heard a moment ago. You know how to reach all those folks. Go to klzradio.com. You can find them there. We vet all of our folks out and know all of them personally, and they're great people, and some of them have been with us for many, many years. Kurt, by the way, being one of those who was with us here this past hour. And, yeah, I cannot say enough about Kurt. If you've got a question, just, hey, I want to know, you know, what's my credit score? What do I need to do to get my credit score improved? I'm thinking about doing this type of a move. Or, hey, I'm looking at a second home. Or, hey, my kids are thinking about a home. Or whatever the case may be, Kirk can help you through all of those. Now, one thing we didn't talk about as well is for those of you listening, and most of you know this, but for those of you that maybe even have family members that need to hear this, when you decide to finally pull the trigger and you decide, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get this home, and you apply for the credit and you do the whole nine yards, once you're in that process, don't buy a single thing on credit or it will screw everything up. Kurt can tell you all of that, but I'll just leave you with that. All right, tomorrow, movies. Andy's got Abigail and the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That's a mouthful to say. And then Movie Rental Hour, in light of Donald Trump's trial and all of that, will be Good Bad Guys. So Good Bad Guys is Movie Rental Hour. Have a great night. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.